Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Didn't get to sit on the couch for 12 hours on Sunday? Well, here's
what happened
yesterday in the NFL.
Here we go, folks. It is week one in the NFL. Of course, it wraps up tonight with Jets and Niners. But we had a full slate of games here on Sunday. Let's just get right into it, shall we?
Yes.
Let's begin with Bills and Cardinals.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. It was a big game for one Josh Allen.
Allen keeps it himself. Allen to the right. Allen to the goal line. Lowers his shoulder. He's in. Touchdown, Josh Allen. He powered his way in.
Come from behind victory for the Buffalo Bills. Two touchdown runs, two touchdown passes for Josh Allen as they beat the Cardinals 34-28.
Sluggish start for Buffalo. And I guess in retrospect, that was to be expected. New weapons, you know, guys have left. No more Stephon Diggs.
No.
I'm assuming we'll get to later on.
We'll get to Stephon Diggs.
But Allen is the engine behind that team. You saw it yesterday through the air and on the ground. So Buffalo maybe steals one, but they got one yesterday against the Cardinals. We saw a nice dynamic kick there as well on the Cardinals
side. You did see a dynamic kick. Was it DJ Dallas?
Yes.
I believe that was.
You ever seen his headshot?
DJ Dallas? No. His hair crazy?
Is
it that one?
Crazy eyes.
Oh, crazy eyes.
Speaking as someone with crazy eyes.
Like Max Scherzer?
No.
Scherzer has two different color eyes,
which
I shouldn't say is crazy. That's just unique to him.
Husky eyes.
Husky eyes.
He's got husky eyes. No, yeah. DJ Dallas, a bit of a crazy eyes. Go on.
I'll have to give him a look a little bit later on. Kyler Murray, I thought, was playing pretty well. You thought maybe the Cardinals are going to pull an upset, maybe knock even more people out of their survivor pool. But no, the Buffalo Bills get the win. Let's stay in the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins were home to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, what happened?
Well, before the game, Tyreek Hill was speeding around like a madman. Oh, my God. Twitch and YouTube, this is not great for the radio audience, but Twitch and YouTube, we now have the DJ Dallas photo. Good job by Brian putting that up.
Crazy eyes. Okay, again.
Those are legit crazy eyes.
This is speaking as someone with crazy eyes, but
he's looking through me or around me. I can't tell.
Those are crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. As for the Dolphins game, Tyreek Hill driving around like a madman apparently before the game.
Yes.
Gets pulled over, detained, and they literally stuff him onto the ground.
Yeah, tough.
They handcuff him, stuff him to the ground. I guess he was driving recklessly, maybe without a license. Did I read that as well?
Who knows?
Kind of the Scottie Scheffler business, although he shouldn't be pinned down to the ground. We don't have a lot of time. We're not going to spend our whole day talking about
police interactions. No, but you said it right. Let's compare the two. Scheffler to get thrown to the ground like that.
No.
They arrested his teammate. Not arrested. Detained. Calais Campbell.
Like, what's going on here?
Cuffed him as well.
But then part of me, too, is saying when you see Tyreek Hill, you're like, oh, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, like what a guy.
True. On the field, though, that guy's amazing.
Speaking of.
Recovered in the end zone. 28 goes back. First and 10 to a 10 by Moore. Armstead the block, and he's going deep. He's caught Hill. Footlights. Driving. 36. Oh, he's a ghost. 80-yard touchdown.
So it was an 80-yard touchdown for Tyreek Hill. It's 7 catches for 130 yards and that score. But this one came down to the very end. Tied at 17, Dolphins and Jaguars in the closing moments. Jason Sanders on for a game-winning field goal attempt.
And the kick is up, and it's going to be good for 52. Miami zeros on the clock has won. On a game-winning 52-yard field goal.
So if you keep a track at home, that was a comeback win for both the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins at home, who were on the brink of upset but came back to secure the win. So the three AFC East teams that played yesterday, all 1-0, Jets play tonight against the Niners. What do you think of that?
I mean, look, good start for the division.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill, interesting celebration there, getting cuffed up in the end zone.
It was an appropriate celebration.
And some of us had the Dolphins in our survivor pool, so that was a nice kick by Sanders.
Yep, that is true. All right, speaking of, you mentioned Steph Diggs in there. His new team, the Houston Texans, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Well, he had his fingerprints all over this game.
Fourth and goal. Stroud throws. Caught. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs. His second of the game.
Couple of tugs for Steph Diggs from C.J. Stroud. Another close game. Texans with a 29-27 win. They did not cover. They were three-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, I'll tell you. The Anthony Richardson MVP bet. Shime. Not loving it
although
so
he did throw an absolute bomb. I mean, let me tell you, Pierce, what a seed.
Three touchdowns. He had a run as well on the ground.
Yep.
So two through the air, one on the ground. I had a I have a bet going with one of my buddies, a big Bills fan.
Yeah.
I bet him Tank Dell versus Steph Diggs.
Tank Dell, Steph Diggs.
Fantasy points this year.
Who do you have?
I have the Tank Dell side.
Oh, no.
Not off to a great start.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. What about in the AFC West? You had the Raiders taking on Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers.
Hey, what happened?
Looks like the corpse of J.K. Dobbins is back.
Oh, man.
But this time in Spanish.
Último cuarto. Primero y diez. Sí, pero ya, de todas maneras, va a ser touchdown. J.K. Dobbins logra el touchdown.
J.K. Dobbins, 10 carries, 135 yards, and that score as the Chargers beat up the Raiders 22-10 to win their first game in the Jim Harbaugh era.
I know more Spanish than I thought, I guess. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
I didn't realize that I...
J.K. Dobbins.
I know as much Spanish as I do.
Not
you
bad.
See Harbaugh in the locker room afterwards?
I did.
Just screaming like a wild man.
Like a lunatic. They're going to be good, though. I got them in the playoffs this year.
I mean,
Chargers are going to be good.
Look,
I mean, I know the Raiders are bad, but they're going to be good.
I thought the Raiders would be a little scrappy. I'm surprised they looked as good as they did yesterday, the Chargers.
Yeah, Raiders not that scrappy.
No.
What about a couple of scrappy squads here? The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Atlanta Falcons.
What happened?
Russell Wilson not active for the game. He's hurt. So Justin Fields was the starter. But as Terp was telling me, Russell Wilson was in uniform.
He was inactive. I didn't know this either. Terp told us about this before the show. He was standing there.
Shoulder pads and everything.
Wow.
Lunatic move.
That is
the psychopath move. DJ Dallas might have the eyes, but Russell Wilson has the activity.
Put them together. You got the eyes and, the crazy action.
Hey, Russell, you know you're not going in the game, right?
Yeah. But
he had eye black on.
Like, what are you doing?
It was completely inactive.
Wear sunglasses, dude. You're not playing. Nice shot by Brian again on the tweet. There he is. That's a game in which he was inactive.
Also, talk about looking thin on top there, Russ. Yikes.
Yeah, he went a little too tight, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe go for the two, not the one.
I believe I read this. Somebody fact check me on this. Did both kickers have three kicks of plus 50 yards in the game?
It was a big kicking game, Jones.
Big kicking game yesterday.
Was 18-10, and Steelers defense coming up big.
Seven. Cousins from a collapsing pocket throws an interception. Dante Jackson in his Steelers debut inside the 20.
Michael Penix watch.
That should be on.
When do we see Michael Penix before Drake May?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins does not look good.
When do they insert Penix? I think that's what we all want to know.
Jesus H. Is that even? This is midday radio.
Has that been used before on the radio? It's a legitimate question.
Good.
That's an X's and O's question. By the way, simple math here.
Go ahead.
The Falcons have one field goal in that game. I don't know where I read the 350 yarders.
Probably only the one. Yeah.
But take that out.
Yep, they did. But Steelers start the year 1-0. That was kind of an ugly type of game, but Falcons couldn't really get anything going. Although Kyle Pitts touchdown, which is rare. Like the Dodo Bird.
You don't see those often.
It's a lot like the Dodo Bird.
That's true.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what about the Tennessee Titans and the Chicago Bears?
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Simone Biles' husband made a play.
Nice. Stonehouse with pressure. A block. It's scooped up by the Bears. Back the other way. Jonathan Owens. Touchdown, Chicago.
Jonathan Owens on a blocked punt with a scoop and score. Bears beat the Titans 24-17. Will Levis threw a pick six to clinch this thing the wrong way. Will Levis was trash. Caleb Williams also trash, but they won the game.
Yeah, trash squared. Not a good weekend for the rookie QBs.
No.
As we discussed earlier, I liked what the Titans did all offseason. Ridley, they got Hopkins last year, brought in some people around Levis. Turns out that didn't matter.
He was awful. Ridley in his debut for Tennessee, 3 catches for 50 yards. What about my guy Bo Nix and the Broncos taking on the Seahawks?
Hey, what happened?
I don't know. Geno Smith still playing.
And this offense, headlined by Geno Smith, is suddenly rolling. Smith has a man wide open. It's Charbonnet. And a Sunday stroll into the end zone for Seattle.
Comeback win for Seattle. Bo Nix wasn't good, but the Broncos did have the lead at the half. Seattle came back with a big third quarter and got a 26-20 win at home in Seattle. Kenneth Walker, who the Patriots will face next week, monster game, over 100 yards on the ground and a score.
Did he leave that game early?
Did he?
I thought he left with an injury. Now, they were up, so who knows, but they might have got
an
a good break.
Abdominal injury.
Yeah.
Abdominal monster.
They might have. He's the new Pasquatch is who he is. And so.
Yeah, questionable. All right.
Okay.
Something to monitor.
They might have got a break. Seattle going west to east. I think it's a very winnable game for the Pats. Seattle scored more than I expected on offense. Their defense looked okay, but it's against a rookie quarterback who I don't like in Bo Nix.
+3.5, Pats at home. Home dog points. Home dogs like to bark.
Take them.
Home dogs bark quite loudly.
Take those points.
What about the Dallas Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns?
What happened?
Tom Brady made his debut. We'll have much more on that coming up because we decided to give you another Spanish highlight.
A Watson en los brazos de Lawrence es justamente Parsons con su presión. El regreso desde la 40. Ya cruzó medio campo. Tiene bloqueo. Va a la 30. A la 20. Pasa el touchdown. Ya decíamos. Es peligrosísimo. Le volvieron a patear. Y tiene que montar. Turpin, la anotación para Dallas.
Justin Turpin with the punt return touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice job, Turp.
The Browns look awful.
So bad.
Deshaun Watson, I apologize to Jacoby Brissett. I thought he was the worst starting quarterback going into the week. He is not. Deshaun Watson, until further notice, is the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
You know what the theory is as to why Watson's so terrible?
I don't. Is it a bad joke?
No, it's a real theory.
I thought it was one of your Penix jokes.
I'm over my quota for bad jokes.
What is it?
Apparently in Houston they let him run the Clemson offense.
Oh no, Stefanski
will not let him do that. Maybe get somebody like Joe Flacco or even Jameis Winston who can run a pro style offense. But that's one theory as to why Watson looks so atrocious.
They
when
real bad.
His contract is absurd. It's like $72 million this year. Or something
they
like
gave
that.
Up all the money in the world. It's guaranteed and a million picks, and he sucks.
Yeah,
and the team's good.
Like usually.
They didn't look good, but like they have pretty good defense.
The team around him is not bad.
No,
usually I'd say a contract can't come back to bite you. That's one that comes back to bite you.
Also, 0-1 since they let Alex Van Pelt go. Something to consider.
Hadn't considered that.
NFC South, the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers. Saints, watch out for them this year.
Shahid is now in the backfield. Carr throws. End zone. Feet down. Did he hold on? Touchdown, Saints. Jawan Johnson.
Not one, not two, but three passing touchdowns for Derek Carr. None of them to Chris Olave, who's on my fantasy team. But the Saints beat the Panthers 47-10. Bryce Young picking up where he left off.
Yeah, let me tell you.
If
you took the Saints in a survivor pool, good move.
I thought
Dennis Allen was going to get fired right about today. They won easily. I was on the Bryce Young bandwagon as much as you can be. The Dave Canales bandwagon. Turns out the Panthers still stink.
Not great. What about the Washington Commanders with their rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels versus one of my favorite quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield and the Bucs?
Hey, what happened?
People are sleeping on Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield to the air, to the end zone, to Evans for the touchdown.
Four touchdown passes for one Baker Mayfield, and the Bucs start the season 1-0. Jaden Daniels mentioned he did get into the end zone on the ground, but they Tampa Bay with a 37-20 win. Both Evans and Godwin both looked pretty good. A little throwback for those
guys.
You were
talking up that duo on Friday. I thought Godwin was done. Turns out he can still play a little bit. Evans looked great. Jaden Daniels, not enough. on the other side, you like Tampa this year, right? You have them winning the division?
Yeah, I got them winning the division. I like them over Atlanta, which, nice. Man, look, after week one anyway, look like a genius.
Score one for Keith.
And lastly, you had a good Sunday Night Football matchup. It was Lions and Rams.
What happened?
Well, it went to overtime. Both teams at times look really good. This could be maybe a playoff preview. Detroit, I think, is going to be really, really good at home. David Montgomery was good. Jameson Williams.
Okay, I was going to say, look.
Wild card.
Look, is he owned in your fantasy league?
Good question.
He's
I'm not sure.
He's owned in my fantasy league. Yeah. If you're not in as competitive of a fantasy league as yours truly.
Yep.
Search the waiver wire for Jameson Williams
because
he was quite involved. And, look, I don't think Amon-Ra is going to do nothing like he did last night.
Oh, no, he'll be good.
But. Take a look at Jameson Williams if he's available on your waiver wire.
Also, I appreciate the gentleman on Twitter who thanked me or said I was correct for pointing out that Cooper Kupp is back and Cooper Kupp's got a monster season because he is off to a great start.
Keith, you influenced me. I hit a bet last night. I had Lions money line with all Kupp overs. Catches.
Kupp overs.
Yards. Touchdown. Yep. Paid well.
I love it. So there you go. There is what happened as the week one will wrap up tonight. Niners and Jets. Where the Niners are favored by 3.5 at home.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll look forward to that tonight.